It's being billed a little bit and toted around, and I guess that's the media for you, as a, almost like an anti-Downton, because it's... But what are you feeling about
that? No, it's just the media for you, really. I don't think that was in anybody's head, you know, at any point. It's the only similarity is it's a period drama, but it's a very, very different kettle of fish. I mean, it's about, you know, what you see is the social and political change and upheaval that happens in the 20th century, but through the eyes of this one village. And this character, Bert Middleton, who's my son when it opens, he's a small boy. So it's a lot grittier, I think, a lot sort of, you know, down and dirty.
Well, I guess that's what they're getting at, isn't it? That Downton is about a very narrow band of Edwardians that have a particular privilege. And that, although, of course, us, the Great Unwashed, and I'm particularly talking to people like yourself and me, John, love to watch how the other half must have lived. Yeah. You know, it's nice also with the village to see how normal people would have struggled through things like the First and the Second World Wars and
the
Depression
has,
and things, but in a tiny village. So that's the difference, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And there is, you know, there is a touch of it. There's a big house and there's a rich family. Juliet Stevenson is the head of the family. But it sort of focuses on the villagers. You know, so my character, John Middleton, is a very, very poor farmer, sort of alcoholic, you know. And so it's all very, I hesitate to use the word gritty, but...
It's the sort of the real struggles of it. And Maxine Peake plays your wife, which...
wonderful, wonderful Maxine Peake.
What was that like?
No, it was fantastic. We'd worked together a couple of times before, but it was a joy.